GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show in the Newsmakers Hour. I'm going to test my memory. I'm going to say that Garrett Martin, our friend from the Maine Center for Economic Policy, back on the PDQ Door telephone line. Wow, the pandemic and the economic fallout from it. From the Maine Center for Economic Policy standpoint, what do you see happening and what do you see down the road, Garrett?
Yeah, I mean, as everybody knows, Rick, we are in the middle of an unprecedented public health and economic crisis. And, you know, there are certainly lots of concerns about not only the future in terms of public health and safety, but also in terms of our economy. So from our perspective, the reality is we've got a ways to go before we're going to get through this, both in terms of dealing with the coronavirus and in terms of we're seeing a full recovery of our economy. And the most important thing that can happen right now is that the federal government really needs to step up to the plate and take action to ensure that states have the resources they need to respond appropriately, and that, you know, the revenue collapses that we're going to see trickle around the country are not exacerbating the problem in terms of our economic performance. So, you know, we are in uncharted waters for sure. I mean, 120,000 deaths nationally. Now we're approaching record job losses in Maine. We lost over 100,000 jobs in April, and we're at a almost 11% unemployment rate. You know, we're seeing anticipated collapses in state and local revenues, and towns and municipalities are already starting to anticipate that. You know, Portland's cutting 200 people from their budget. Augusta is looking at laying off 24 folks. Schools are laying off teachers. And, you know, at the state level, we're anticipating we're going to see a budget shortfall of about $1.2 billion in the coming, 2021 budget year. So there's a lot of tough stuff ahead, but there are opportunities to respond accordingly. And certainly it starts at the federal government.
I find it interesting sometimes people who would have never said, I hope the federal government bails us out, are now saying, I hope the federal government bails us out. I happen to be one. Maine got $1.25 billion from the federal government. That's the last I knew, to help cover costs related to the virus.
Right.
Now, in some states, they're doing different things with the money. Correct me if I'm wrong. The last I knew, the Mills administration was not sending this money to cities and towns in the state. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, George, you've really hit an important point on the head, which is that one of the challenges that states are making is they find themselves in this catch-22, because that initial money that was released through what's called the CARES Act, which was intended to help states respond to immediate needs related to the coronavirus, had particular strings attached in terms of how the dollars could be used. And, you know, what's happening is some states are basically sitting on those dollars and hoping that those requirements get loosened up and they can use them in other ways. And some states are going ahead and moving forward to make sure that they're allocating them to address immediate concerns. The reality is that absent additional federal action, states are, rather than addressing urgent needs and keeping safe and reopening responsibly, states are really starting to plan for cuts and jeopardizing current and future safety and economy. So, you know, with regard to the Mills administration, they certainly have a plan for how they would like to use some of those dollars. In fact, there's a $3.2 billion spreadsheet that they've got of sort of ways in which they think they could be used. But in order to do that, they feel like they need to have some additional guidance from the federal government to allow them to do that. And those uses, by the way, aren't to meet current budget needs or future budget needs. Those are specifically to help, you know, make whole, for instance, hospital systems that have seen their revenues collapse because they deferred elective surgeries and those kinds of things. Or, you know, from our perspective, we'd like to see some of those dollars used to support rent relief and make sure that workers who are going back to work have the proper protective equipment and additional, you know, income to support, you know, the issues that they're facing. So, yeah, we're in this sort of bind right now where we do have some money. It's not enough to deal with the problems we're going to see going forward. But in order for states to feel comfortable and putting that money out in ways that are going to actually help us be safer and help our economy recover in a way that's more effective, they need some additional guidance from the Fed. And so that's one area in which additional federal action is needed.
Garrett Martin with the Maine Center for Economic Policy. We're looking at some of the federal money that Maine has received, the call for even more to get our state through the pandemic. I'm going to steal a line from our good friend Emily Kane, who now works for Emily's List, and Emily stands for Early Money is Like Yeast. Garrett, there's a thought that if we start using this money now instead of holding on to it, we can begin to avert some of the fiscal collapse, and we'll be in an even better position with whatever is coming 6 months, 12 months, a year and a half down the road. Any thought to that?
Yeah, well, I think I have two thoughts on that, Rick. One is it's a good point. And, you know, one is that arguably some of the economic consequences of what we're seeing have been muted by some of the actions that were taken at the federal level, for instance, to, you know, provide support to businesses who have seen a collapse in demand for their products and services through this loan program to enhance unemployment payments so that families still have the resources they need to be able to pay their bills and you know, maintain their housing. And that if those things end, we will see another dip economically. So that's on one side of the ledger. And on the other side of the ledger, you're right that, you know, in order for us to really open up responsibly, open up safely, which ultimately that's how we get our economy back on track. Make no mistake, you know, we need to be putting these dollars out in ways that are addressing those concerns that are most immediate. And that is what will lay the foundation. But the reality is there's still a lot on the horizon that looms large, and communities are already seeing that and taking actions in anticipation of inaction effectively at the federal level. And so, you know, we're not only calling for additional aid to states, but also additional aid to towns and municipalities. And, you know, just to put this in contrast, one in six workers are public sector workers in the state. And the last recession, the federal response was inadequate. And as a result, many states wound up cutting significantly jobs and programs and services. And the data makes clear that those actions actually delayed the recovery from the last recession. And so hopefully we can learn that lesson and make sure that the response is adequate at the federal level. And the other point of contrast is, you know, the federal government has already provided $2.2 trillion for private businesses to alleviate the challenges they're facing in this moment. And given the economic consequences, long-term and immediate, of failing to assure that state and local governments can continue to provide, and tribal governments can continue to provide the services that are so important to not only the citizens in those communities and states, but also to the businesses in those communities and states, it really is just paramount that folks, the Senate in particular, gets back to business and really takes this seriously. You know, even if you accept some of the rhetoric around, well, we want to see how this shakes out and those kinds of things, there are ways in which they can put triggers in place that say, you know, if the economy is here, then maybe we have a response that's calibrated this way, and take it out of the political realm and make it about just the bare bones economic information.
We've talked, I guess, a number of times with Jason Levesque, who is one of the more vocal mayors in the state. He's from Auburn, and he's been complaining that he needs the funds, some of the funds that we're quote-unquote sitting on out of the CARES Act, and available to cities under $500,000. He made the case that his city, Auburn, has spent $200,000 responding to the pandemic. He has emergency meals for low-income people, elderly, $50,000 relief fund that provided no-interest loans to city businesses, et cetera. Is the mayor correct that this money should be released to our cities?
Well, again, there are lots of demands on that money that's already been released. There are certainly things that should be done and could be done to get that money out the door. And at the same time, there is a lack of uncertainty about what is a proper use of those funds and guidance from the federal level. And so, you know, this is a classic scenario where folks are fighting at a lower level, either at the local or state level, over how these dollars should be used, in part because there's a scarcity and a concern about the lack of additional support coming out of the federal government. And, you know, rather than have that squabble, what we should all be doing is saying, look, you know, yes, we have some dollars available. We need federal action to make sure those dollars can be used in ways that maybe initially they weren't intended, that the Fed sort of had bound our hands with. But more importantly, we know that those dollars are not enough to deal with the problems we're going to see over the horizon, and that communities are already starting to anticipate by making cuts. And so, yes, should we be doing more about getting the dollars out the door that we have? Absolutely. The reality is, again, the Mills administration has a list of about $3.2 billion worth of concerns that need to be addressed. So even the dollars that we have aren't enough to address the concerns that have already been identified. You know, you've got the mayor of Auburn's concerns. You've got the hospitals in the state of Maine who are saying that they've lost almost $600 million as a result of this collapse. You've got businesses who are saying, you know, they're struggling. You've got organizations that are providing services to people who, you know, are doing very important and good work and also are not currently being made whole in that process. So, yes, there's all kinds of needs that are currently in place that we should really take a hard look at. But going forward, there is just, without question, need for additional action at the federal level. And, you know, the House took up a measure, the HEROES Act, that allocates $3.4 billion for states over a two-year period, $1.7 billion for municipalities, and $5.1 billion in total. And, you know, the Senate said basically that's a non-starter. Now, the Senate has a measure in place that, you know, is not even half of that. But they're not even taking action on it at this point. And, you know, that is just unconscionable given where we are in public health crisis and where we are in our economic crisis. So it's those actions or lack of action that folks like Jason Levesque should be pointing the finger at and, you know, working in concert with state and local officials to say, look, we need you all to give us the guidance to allow us to respond in the way that is most responsible with the dollars that we already have. And we need you to step up to the plate and provide the kind of relief to state and local governments that is going to actually allow us to weather this recession in a way that is going to be beneficial for our public health and safety, and that is going to be beneficial for our economy. And the only way to do that is to mount a much more robust response than what the Senate is currently even considering. And we know from past experience that without that, it trickles down to state and local communities, and that ultimately delays, has serious economic consequences, and in this case may well have serious public health consequences.
I got less than a minute here, and in my head is the parable of talents from the book of Matthew, and I'll spell it out this way to you, Garrett. Washington gave us this money. We're not using it. Why would they give us more if we didn't use the money that they initially gave us for what they told us to use it for?
Rick, I think the problem with that statement is that part of the reason why those dollars aren't being used, because we're hearing this from governors across the country, not just Democratic governors, but Republican governors too, who are saying, we're not totally convinced we can use the dollars in ways that we need to use it. And point of fact, when you allocated these dollars, you didn't necessarily anticipate some of the ways in which we might need to use them. And so we need you, the federal government, to give us a little more guidance that gives us the security to know that you're not going to turn around and say, you know what, those dollars we gave you that you put out the door, you now need to pay us back because you didn't use them the way we told you you should. And I think that's one of the issues. It's not a hard thing. It's not a hard thing for the Senate to go back into session and say, you know what, we're going to give states complete flexibility on how they're using these dollars so that they can get them out the door and make sure. And by the way, we're going to make sure that there's more relief coming your way, because part of what's happening in some states certainly is they're saying, well, wait a second, I could use these dollars now, but I know looming over the horizon is a cataclysmic drop in state revenues. And so I'm in this no-win situation where if I'm not using the dollars now in the way that, you know, some folks think I should, I'm going to be, you know, not doing my job there. But if I do use these dollars and there's no additional aid to come, well, then I'm going to have to, you know, in Maine's case, the amount of revenue we're looking at losing as a result of the economic downturn is an amount that's equivalent to the entirety of our state budget funding for education.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.